Sup, broskies, and welcome back to our podcast, No Point.
So now you're just, like, ripping off our own YouTube channel.
Well, I was
stealing intros from other things.
You need to get an intro and stick with it.
Well, I was going to try to do the Scottish thing again, but we got a complaint from Awkward Caitlin, a Scottish fan, who was like, terrible accent.
Yo, I agree with them. I told you, no one would claim that accent.
Well, I thought it was pretty good.
I don't agree.
I'm sorry. All I'm trying to do is get your constant approval.
Well, you know, you're not doing great. I just want a better intro. Like, if you had one thing, like, even if it was bad, but so far you've switched it, like, three times, and, like, I feel like the audience is starting to know, you know?
Okay, we're going to start this podcast off. You know what we're going to start it off with?
I have no idea, because, again, you tell me nothing. All right. You say, hey, we're filming a podcast, and I just get in the car.
Recording. You don't film this.
Fight me.
All right. Here's the first segment is reacting to reviews. So you have to review.
Last time, yeah.
You have to review the review.
Oh,
all right, ready?
Yeah.
This podcast is very funny. I cried from laughing too hard. Their stories are too good, and I could listen to them for hours. I simply cannot wait for another episode to come.
How many stars were we given?
That was a 1-star review.
Was it really?
No, it was a 5-star.
Imagine they're like, and the tears hurt so much. First of all, that's very nice of them. Second of all, we made them cry.
Do we believe that? I'm skeptical.
Imagine like picturing somebody just crying of laughter while they're typing this message. They're just tears in their eyes. That was very nice of them, though.
Okay, here's the next one, ready? I usually don't listen to podcasts because I don't like them, but I love yours. They are so funny. I was hesitant to listen to it at first, but it was the best decision I made. Totally worth listening to.
That one also 1-star.
That was a 3-star.
Okay, that makes sense. No, was it?
No, it was 5. All of these reviews were 5 stars.
Oh, that's very nice of them as well. The thing that I've noticed, though, that them saying, like, I usually hate podcasts, there must be, like, I want to know how...
What podcast hurt you?
Yeah, exactly. I'm wondering, like, how bad a podcast has to be. And because, like, the bar was set low because apparently we crossed it. And, like, again, I'm looking at our podcast and I'm like, all right, well, one segment is literally leading reviews. So, obviously, we're not that good.
All right, here's the next one.
Yeah.
This one is from Bella. She said, Club Penguin.
Oh my gosh, because of our Club Penguin.
That was her whole review.
Club Penguin stream we had.
Yeah, but she didn't really review it.
I liked it anyway. Give her a...
If you guys don't follow us on...
Mail her $5,000.
I can't do that.
Why?
Because we don't have $5,000.
But what if we did?
I think...
And we could just mail it to somebody. That would be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool, but we don't have that. We don't have that capability.
Okay.
If you guys don't follow our Twitch, it's Broski Studios. We go live at least twice a week. And you would understand what Club Penguin was about.
That was a good plug for that review reading and to that. That was a good plug.
You want to tell that story real quick?
You're a sellout.
Do you want to tell that story real quick?
Oh, yeah,
about how we met Bella?
So, basically, on Twitch, we actually do, like, live streams and stuff. And me and John Paul aren't great at video games. If anybody watches Twitch, you'd know that. So, one of our Twitch streams was literally just Club Penguin. And the big idea was, and the joke of the stream was, we'd go into a Club Penguin server. We would tell a random person that there's a party at their igloo. Someone we don't know. So we'd insist that there's a party at their igloo. Then we would have a whole group of people that we have, like, in the Twitch stream, penguins, go to that igloo. So there was, like, hundreds of, like, penguins in that, like, in that igloo. And it would confuse them. And we actually did that for the person who wrote that review, Bella. And we were like, follow him on TikTok. And she was like, oh my gosh, you have a TikTok? And she was like, how many followers do you have? And I was like, a little bit over 10. And she was like, oh, that's cool. My friend does TikTok. And she was like, she goes, what's your username? And I was like, just look up Francis and you might be able to find it. And she was like, I think I found you. And I go, did he have a little over a 10 followers? And she was like, do you have over a million? And I was like, but it's over 10, correct? And then she followed us, and now she's a fan. And I was like, forget making good content. We should just go on Club Penguin to find our fans.
All right, and here's the last review. And if you guys want a chance for your review to be read, leave a 5-star review of our podcast on Apple Music. And I'm reacting to the funniest, not the funniest per se, but the easiest ones to react to. The next one is, real quick, I just wanted to say, reading people's mind is telepathy, not telekinesis. They're two different things. And I would like to address this. If you guys listen to our podcast episode, Superpowers, and what do we talk about? Superpowers and Elections. I said I wanted telekinesis because I could control people's minds and I could move things with my mind, but and apparently they're two separate powers, which really nerf the whole ability.
Yeah, nerfed your powers. I take mine back.
All right, that's the end of that segment. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Maybe you guys didn't. Maybe you stopped listening.
Why would they enjoy that?
Like, I don't know. Like, I think it's kind of good.
Review. No, it's funny. I like it.
All right, Francis likes it. That's all the approval I wanted.
I literally have no control on what happens here. I am a pawn in a humble game of chess.
Okay, before we get to the main topic of today, if you guys didn't know, this episode of our podcast is not sponsored by Anchor like the other podcasts we have done. So it is completely no sponsored. We're getting nothing from it. So if you guys enjoy our podcast and want to keep it going and are interested in supporting us, we would really appreciate it if you consider supporting us by hitting the link in our bio of all of our social medias and the third link that says support our podcast and consider donating to our podcast to keep it going. If not, that's totally fine. As long as you keep listening, we love to have you.
Right now we're in a huge war with Bezos, and he won't give us ad revenue, so we need this.
Jeff Bezos.
Just go along with it. And right now JP needs money for kung fu training to defeat Jeff Bezos. We challenge him to a one, so if you could support our
Karate
podcast. We'll transfer this to karate.
Will be a completely karate based podcast.
If you guys want.
All right, here's the main topic of today, right, Francis? Sure. It's phobias, right? So I have in front of me the list of the 10 most common phobias in America. So we're sorry for our international listeners. We don't know if this is the same.
Do you think they have, like, really different phobias? Like, here, we're scared of heights. But, like, in, like, Scotland, like, all they do is, like, just jump off things.
We really are laying in the Scotland. We're going to lose Awkward Caitlin.
First thing I could think of. But, yeah.
I feel like Australia definitely has, like, a larger fear of being eaten by, like, a dingo than America.
I mean, sure. I've never even thought about it. But now I'm afraid of it. Like, if somebody looked at me and was like, how afraid are you of being eaten by a dingo? I'd be like, I guess no more than the other guy.
All right, what do you think the number one fear of Americans is?
It has to be either claustrophobia or fear of heights.
It's neither.
Really?
But both are on the top 10 list.
Really?
Yes.
Fear of spiders?
Number one.
Fear of spiders.
Fear of spiders is the number one most fear in America. It's called anoviophobia.
Oh, I know you butchered.
Anacophobia.
All I'm asking is, like, don't we eat, like, 500 spiders a year or something?
I think it's one.
Oh. I'm eating a little bit more.
You're estimated to eat one spider a year.
Yeah, that's why I do it at the beginning of every year to get it out of the way.
Not in your sleep. What? You just go to, like, Petco and
you guys are eating them in your sleep, you weirdo?
What kind of spiders are you guys eating? I eat black widows and tarantulas.
Sure, I get it right out of the way.
What do you think number two is?
What?
What do you think number two is?
Fear of the dark.
No. It's really? Of an animal. A reptile.
Lizards?
It's... No.
A reptile?
Yeah.
Turtles?
No.
Who's afraid of turtles?
Think of, like, a scary reptile.
I'll give you a dinosaur.
I'll give you a hint. Awkward Caitlin has one of these and named it after
snake.
You. It's fear of snakes. Is the number
two. Snakes?
Fear of snakes.
Dude, honestly, I don't run into snakes.
Off hitophobia.
You know what? Fun fact. While I was working at Best Buy, they had this demo. I worked in the TV department, and I'd sell TVs. And they had this demo of animals and stuff, and one of them was a snake. And in the middle of the transaction, while I'm checking them out for their TV, the snake comes on the screen, and the woman, the wife of the guy, literally just screams. I have no idea what's happening. All I hear is a scream, and she runs. She straight up runs out the store, and he's like, I gotta go. And I thought this was the most elaborate, like, like survey thing. This was no, you know what that survey thing is?
Oh, secret shoppers.
Secret shoppers, where like you get to the end of the transaction, then you don't actually buy it just to do a survey. I thought that's what this was. I was like blown away. I was like, wow, they really went the whole mile. One girl even got embarrassed, and then they come back in about 5 minutes later, and she's like shaking, and I was like, did something happen? Did you like pull something? And she goes, there was a snake on the screen. And I was like, there's a what? And I was like, I can call my manager to get rid of it. And
you didn't want to get rid of it. You volunteered your manager.
I'm not getting rid of a snake. I'm like, is it around? I still think it's a real snake. I'm like, is it, did you see where it went? So we have like an idea of where the snake is. And she goes, it was on the TV. I was like, which one? And she's like on the Samsung. So I'm looking around. Like I literally go over there to like start looking and the husband goes, No. It was like a demo. And I was like, it was what? And he was like, it was like a video of a snake. And I go, so you're, and she goes, I can't even look at snakes. And I was just so blown away. And yeah, the people are really scared of snakes. Like, ridiculous.
According to this website, and I don't know how accurate it is, it's due to the danger of that you don't know if a snake is...
the brand of the company of Best Buy. just want to say that.
It's because you don't know if a snake is poisonous or not, and that gives you a larger fear than animals that you know are dangerous, really? Like lions or bears.
Yeah,
bears.
Most snakes not dangerous?
Yeah, but the few that are. Same with spiders. Most spiders aren't dangerous, but some are.
Yeah, not the ones I eat.
All right, where do you have number three?
Number three?
Our mother has this fear.
Fear of heights.
It's acrophobia. And apparently I'm butchering all these guys, just letting you know. Apparently 6% of Americans have them.
Really? I get it. Like, I think I'm also sort of afraid of heights. Like, I sit on a roof, so, like, people will be like, oh, you're not afraid of heights. But, like, anything that's really, like, high up or, like, I'm balancing on something, yeah, I'm terrified. But I'm not scared of, like, airplanes or anything.
Do you know what, I'm gonna be honest with you, this list is completely ruined, because I gave number 10 as 1.
Are you sure?
So spiders is number 10.
Oh my gosh. the whole thing's a lie.
Yeah, kinda. Guys, go with it, guys.
What was the number 1? What's the real number 1?
I can't tell you what number 1 is. I'm going reverse order now.
Did I already guess number 1?
This one is number, it's number 6?
So we're snakes.
Snakes is 9.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering. That's a lot of people that are afraid of snakes.
This is number 6, and 10 to 40% of U.S. adults have it. That's 1 in 3 people.
Fear of...
Our mom has it, too.
She has a fear of everything. Our mom is literally afraid of escalators.
She's afraid of... I was just gonna say it.
Escalators. Like, she's afraid of everything. She's afraid of, like, me, like, walking down the street. She's afraid that, like, I'll do TikTok for a living. You know, and that's a...
It's a real fear. It's fear of flying at number 6.
Oh, okay. I just mentioned that.
The next one, I would never get this. Apparently, more people are afraid of dogs...
No.
...than they are spiders.
No way people are more afraid. No way. Who's afraid of dogs?
I can't trust this
you're
list.
You're absolutely insane if you're afraid. Like, okay, I get, like, the wolves... But just dogs? See a chihuahua, you're like, oh no, not today. Like, most of them are so, like, poodles. The poodles exist!
Poodles!
You think like, an animal that people could just have in their house, like, commonly, and, like, we have dog shows. There's no snake show.
There is, actually. There is.
It's the wild.
No.
It's the flipping Steve Irwin show.
Do you remember Zamumafu from, like, PBS?
Yeah, it's not real.
Then it's fear of... thunder.
What?
Like, I used to be...
Dogs get afraid, like, to do this list.
Dogs
are, like,
made this
list.
I'm
afraid of other dogs and thunder. Like, who...
I used to be afraid of thunder.
I love thunder and rain. I could literally listen to it for hours.
Oh, me too.
I'm an old man. I would love to, like, cuddle by, like a little window, and, like, while the thunder and lightning is going off, I would watch the little water droplets come down, and I watch them race. And I see which water drop puts better.
Next is germaphobe.
Sure, I'll just not talk anymore. Well, continue, germaphobe.
Because it's fear of germs, but it's not called germophobia, which I would think it was, because, like, germaphobe, it's Mysophobia? Mysophobia.
Mysophobia.
It's M-Y-S-O phobia. Mysophobia.
I guess it might be a one step worse than germophobia.
All right, so this one you have, and this is what I wanted to talk about.
Fear of authority?
No, it's not fear of authority.
I have no idea where you're going with this.
It's the one fear you have.
I have to explain that for a little bit. I'm afraid of all authority. Like, I'm terrified.
My mom, you can't hold me down.
My mom raised a fearful person of someone that's in power. I'm most likely to switch sides in a movie because authority told me to.
This is the biggest fear you have.
Needles.
Injections,
needles.
But yeah.
Needles. Oh, my God.
And we both have this fear.
Why did that take me so long? I am deathly afraid of needles. I have no idea where you're going with this story, though, but I am terrified of
so needles. So Francis is deathly allergic. Mind you, he's deathly afraid of needles.
Oh, now I know where this story
but
is going.
But he's deathly allergic to bees.
Yep.
And for the people
was
at home.
Is that number one?
What?
Fear of needles?
Oh, no.
What was
do you want me
to
just go to number
just
one?
Tell me a number one.
All right. First, number one is fear of being alone.
Oh. Oh, that's sad. I guess. Oh, that's so sad. Oh, this whole podcast is sad.
Claustrophobia didn't make the list. So I missed two. Fear of social situations and being alone. So some people are afraid of too many people, and some people are afraid of not enough people.
Like, that's just when I fears don't. Someone's like, I'd rather be locked with a million spiders than be alone.
Because at least with a million spiders, I'm not alone. Like, fix your priorities, people. So Francis is deathly afraid of needles, but he's also deathly allergic to bees.
Yeah.
We both are. For both things, right? So when... If you don't know, when you get stung by a bee and you're deathly allergic to bees, what you have to have done is be injected with an EpiPen, which is epinephrine, similar to peanut allergies, to save you. So you want to take it away?
I'm so angry already. Like, you always pick a topic that I hate. Okay, so...
You're going to have to hold the phone.
Again, being allergic to something is like not fun at all, right? And the worst thing is to be allergic to something you can't control. Like, if you're allergic to peanuts, right, you know, just avoid peanuts, right? Or if you're allergic to, like, or if you're lactose intolerant, avoid milk, right? Easy, got it. When you're allergic to bees, I can't just tell the bees, hey, man, when you sting me, it hurts a lot more. And you can kill me. Like, the bees don't give a care about me. Like, I can't avoid a bee. They're everywhere. They live outside. For a little piece of time, it was that, like, bees were about to go extinct. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember when bees were about to go extinct? I'm out here, like, doing a dance. And then, like, the whole internet got together and was like, we need bees. We need... And then you saved them, you son of a guns. I blame every single one of you guys for saving the bees.
I blame the bee movie, most importantly.
But great movie. You I like do love
jazz.
That movie.
You
I
did.
Do,
you,
I love that movie.
Francis used to watch the bee movie, like, every night because he thought it would, like, give him, like, therapy, like, integration therapy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I do love that movie. I do love that movie. But anyway, I'm allergic to bees. So you can't really avoid them. You can't really stop them. You can't really have a conversation with them. Like, being allergic to bees is one of the worst. And, like, the way I found out I was allergic to bees was I was just going to, like, a soccer game. And then out of nowhere, a bee just, like, stung my neck. And I was, like, off to the soccer game. And I was like, hey, Mom, you know, I'm feeling a lot of pain. And my mom's like, oh, that's just... A bee sting, like, that's how they were. And next thing you know, she turns around, my face is literally, like, puffed up by, like, a balloon, my neck is huge, I can't breathe, and then they rush me to the emergency room, and they're like, you're allergic to bees. But they go, it's really easy if you're allergic to bees, and if you ever get stuck by a bee, all you have to do is stab yourself with this EpiPen. Now, that's completely normal and okay for almost everybody in this world. Unless you're allergic to needles. Because if you're allergic to needles...
You're not allergic to needles.
Oh, you're not allergic. You're right. I'm just terrified of needles. I can't do the thing of a needle, right? So, like, it's, like, the worst thing ever.
Francis is the reason why our doctor's office has a strapped-down chair in the blood testing room.
It's true. They tried to give me a blood test, and I went rogue. I started negotiating. I lied. Like, I kept lying. I was like, oh, no, you know, you can't. I haven't eaten in 4 years. Like, I actually have a disease against nickel and that are in the needles. And, like, you can't. And then I'd kick and I'd punch and, like, I would run. And, like, it was terrible. I got out of a lot of blood tests, though. It does work. If any kids out there and they're like, well, you're going to get it. No, you don't, actually. You can convince them. You know how many shots I need? A lot. I just keep saying I'll get them next time. It's been 3 years.
And real quick, me and we've mentioned this, that me and Francis have very similar tastes. Like, we just, if we have one food, we both like that food. If we don't like a food, we both don't like a food. If we think we're afraid of something, we just both assume we're afraid of it. Well, I got allergic to bees. I found out I was allergic to bees.
I got stung
that. Like 17 was the first time I was ever stung. But Francis gave me the fear of needles because I would see him squirm so much at needles that my brain told me Francis doesn't like needles. I don't like needles, right?
So you're saying it's my fault that you don't like needles.
I'm just saying that last year I legitimately considered not going to college to avoid my
hepatitis. Me too! Didn't go because of that too.
I didn't want to get my hepatitis shot. That's so funny. But I also have only passed out twice in my life, right? The first time was I had to get my my first hepatitis shot, and I got the shot, and I was acting like a tough guy. Like, I was like, my fear of needles is over. I was like, I'm a big man. I got the shot. I stopped the shot. I got up, and I was doing a free throw motion, and then we were leaving the doctor's office, and I just passed out because it was pure adrenaline getting me through it, but the fear and nerves passed me out. Then the second time I passed out was I was in school, and this is actually a really funny story. It was health class, right? And that we were talking about heroin and how it works, and just the
as you do,
just hearing about like heroin and like all the dangers of using needles and stuff made me so sick to my stomach. I had to go. I said, Mr. Sheehan, can I go to the bathroom? Right? I was walking to the bathroom and walking down the hallway. Right? And one of my friends stopped me. He was Thomas. He stopped me and he goes, hey, JP, how you doing? And he tells me, I don't remember this, but he tells me, and he told everybody in the school that I stopped him. And I said, one moment, please. I turned around and I just passed out face first.
That's the way to pass out, though. Go, one moment, please. And then you just knock yourself out.
And apparently, like, I had to go to the hospital and they didn't know what was wrong with me. They thought, like, I had a brain problem. And then later they were like, what were you talking about in health class? And they were like, needles. And now listed on my official hospital record is trigger word, needles. And they don't bring up needles when I go to the doctors and don't even do it because I have such a correlation with needles and passing out.
Yeah, that's why I could never get a tattoo. But there is a there's a big story that all goes around this, and it's the time I almost died, and is the reason that today my mom still does not trust me as a human being on the world. And here's what happened. So me and John Paul, we went to a summer camp. A wonderful summer camp. We loved it. It was so much fun. Anyway, it was a summer camp in the woods. It wasn't an indoor summer camp. It was literally just the woods.
But it wasn't a sleepaway camp. Like, you went during the day.
You went during the day. You came back. Anyway, my counselor decided... it was sports day for us, so, like, we were just playing sports all day. And there was a volleyball net, right? And we're all playing volleyball, and everything's good. One kid hit the volleyball into the rocks, right? And there, it's the sand volleyball thing, and then there's, like, a whole bunch of rocks next to it. They hit the ball into the rocks. So, you know, I'm a tryhard, right? I just love sports. And people look at me and they go, oh, you probably don't like it. I love sports, right? So I'm a tryhard, and I go over to get the ball, and I pick up the ball. And when I picked up the ball, a swarm of bees...
They were hornets.
They were literally hornets. A swarm of hornets came out, right? There were three nests under, like, the rocks, and the ball had hit it, right? And I didn't know. So they were all at the bottom of the ball. So when I flipped over the ball, I see all the nests and hornets on the ball,
like,
right?
Do you guys know the scene from the Bee Movie where all the bees get together and lift up the airplane? Yeah. Like, they were going to make this ball fly.
They all came out. Now, I am deathly allergic to needles, so I scream like a man. In a high-pitched voice.
He was stung by about 8 hornets.
Literally, I was stung.
Deathly allergic.
Deathly allergic. Bees. So I get out, right? And I am crying. I can't breathe. I'm going out. Like, I am literally, like,
He's about to go into anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, this is the end, right? I've seen all that I would see, right? I went down from bees, right? That is how I die. Oh, none of this would be possible, right? And all because these stupid bees attacked me. So I am, like, crying. And now, my camp counselor at the time, love this man. He literally has the EpiPen, right? and everyone sees the bees, right? So he literally comes, runs behind me, picks me up, swoops me over his back, and literally sprints a good 50 feet away from the thing, right? And then lobs me on the grass, right? Now, I can barely see. My eyes are swollen shut. Like, it's bad. And he looks me in the eye. And my little swollen shut eyes can barely see. And he looks me and he goes, "Did they get you?" and he goes, now, it's funny now, but these words ring true. I had nightmares about these for so long. He goes, "Did they get you?" He goes, because he's tired too. He just ran 50 feet with a kid on his back. He goes,
he was an old man,
yeah,
too.
Like, he goes, 50s. He knows. He goes, "Did they sting you?" Now, again, eyes are swollen shut.
Wait, on him. Terrible observation skills.
Yeah. Because my eyes are swollen shut. Like, I can't breathe. I am crying. Like, I have literally stingers in my left in my arm and stuff because, like, these suckers wanted me to die. So I'm literally like this, and I look, and I know if I say yes, he's going to hit me with that EpiPen. He's going to hit me with that EpiPen probably more than once, I will tell you. So I look this man in my disheveled eyes, crying in so much pain, and I go, "No, they didn't get me." And he goes, and I, at that moment, I think about that now. I was prepared to die. I literally, rather than being hit with a needle, I'd rather just lose all oxygen and die on the field. So I've decided, this is it. I'll die. And I look this man in the little things I have left.
Steve,
tears.
Tell my mother.
I go, "They didn't get me. It's a miracle." And he goes, Now, like a...
I just imagine, like, Francis dies and, like, it's at the funeral. And Steve's giving the eulogy and he goes... His last words were, "They didn't get me. It was a miracle."
And I would come down from heaven and go, "Well, in my defense, the last words I heard were, 'Did he get you? Did they get you?'" But anyway, so I have decided that this is the end. I'm ready to die. And like a decent human being, he goes, "Are you sure?" Giving me one last chance to change my mind. Right? Because I can't keep back the tears. Like, I am gasping for air. So, like, while he's like, "Did they get you?" I'm like, and he's like, "Are you?" And I'm like, "No,
I'm here." And he's like, "On this end."
I literally told him, he goes, "Are you sure?" And I go, "Yeah, they actually just missed you. I'm just so scared because of the whole, I lie." I go, "I'm just like a cat. I deserved an Oscar." Because I go, "It just scared me so much, them being so close, that it all, I'm going to go sleep now." So
it's a miracle.
Tell everybody. It was a miracle.
One moment, please.
So I've decided that this is the end. And he goes, "Oh, okay." So Kat has been, so I don't know how this camp counselor has done it, but they've notified my sister, who also goes to the summer camp at the time, about this. So Kat gets driven up in a golf cart. They had golf carts, and only like the coolest and the highest people were allowed to use golf carts. So Kat's going in this golf cart. I remember visibly having to like turn over to my side, and I'm seeing triples of everything, and I see a golf cart, and I was like, "This is how you go to heaven." In a golf cart.
Jesus riding on a golf cart.
This makes so much sense.
Boy, is it so disappointing to
and
see Kat.
I know. I just see shoes. And all of a sudden, I see Kat above me. And Kat goes, "Francis, Francis, Francis." And she goes, and I don't know what she saw. I'd love her to actually be here for this situation. Just ask her what she saw. But whatever she saw, whether it was like the actual like bee wounds that apparently Steve could not see, or the actual because she actually saw me get stung by a bee before, so whether it was just that her knowing what it looked like, because all of a sudden I hear Kat yell, "He was stung! hit him with the EpiPen. And now I am like, I've already accepted
death.
I just
imagine that's like a world leader organizing like a drone strike. They're like, authorize the kill. Authorize the kill.
Now, I've already been prepared for death. So I'm starting to see the light, right? I'm hearing the chimes. I'm hearing everything. Like, I'm gone. Like, I've said goodbye to all my earthly possessions. And all of a sudden, I just hear in, like, this weird haze I'm in, hit him with the EpiPen. And, like, with the weirdest, like, little thing I had left without oxygen, I go, she's lying. And the next thing I know, I just feel like it was like a punch.
It's a long needle. Yeah, the EpiPen is a long needle.
I didn't even feel like a needle because, again, I'm so, like, done. All it felt like was a punch in my knee, and I actually just punched myself, and it literally feels like the EpiPen still. It's like, ow!
I punched him.
I didn't think you needed to punch me. So I feel the punch, and I feel the punch of the EpiPen, and I don't even know what's happening. I just thought they're kicking me while I'm down. Like, that's what I've assumed, that they're actually just punching my leg, and that I'm dying, and this is what you do to the last people around. You just make sure they're really dead.
That's purgatory. Purgatory. You just start punching people.
And then, next thing I know, I'm still in shock. Like, and I hear the ambulance sirens come up, and they pick me up. They put me in an ambulance, and they I feel that little punch, and I go to the hospital. And I'm actually in there. I was in there for, like, 3 days.
It takes a long time to recover when you're allergic to a bee sting.
Especially with, like, a lot. So it took 3 days in there.
And you were out for 7 weeks.
I was literally out for the rest of camp. I went the last week of camp. I was out for literally 7 weeks.
Francis was, like, on heavy doses of steroids and couldn't go, like, leave his bed for 7 weeks. Yeah, like, it takes so much out of your body.
Yeah, like, I was just, like, the weakest, frailest thing ever. And I remember, like, it got to about week four where I was, like, starting to get a little bit more back. And I go, and I said, Mom. And my mom is just so happy that I'm alive. And she goes, Francis, what? What, Francis, what? And I go, Mom, I'm not allergic to bees anymore. I survived this. And I've never seen a woman want to punch an injured.
I just wish
so bad.
I just wish that what you actually said was like, Ma, I want to disown Kat. She's a snitch. Kat's snitching.
No, but I really thought that I was immune because I had no recollection of the needles. I only had a recollection of a punch. So I thought that I just didn't need it.
My body fought that.
Like, obviously, I'm in pain for 8 weeks and, like, I have to see an ambulance, but I'll fight it. And she goes, and, like, them explaining the story to me, and they're like, no, we got an EpiPen in you. And then you were rushed off the hospital. And like, me looking at them and them, like, saying, Francis, like, why did that take so long? Like, why didn't you just tell them, like, why, what was the hesitation? And they were like, did your counselor just not know? And I remember,
like, they're going to pin this on the counselor.
Yeah, like, they were, like, my mom was about to pin this on the counselor. And I remember I was like, I have to die with this lie. I have to die with this lie right now. I was like, that counselor is going to go to jail
because for attempt, like, of murder.
You could probably go on, like, suicide watch if you told them.
Yeah,
and you're like,
I told them
that, like, but it wasn't suicide. It was literally just, like, needle-a-phobia and death. I weighed the two, and I'd rather die than get a needle in me. And I remember I was like, I'm going to die with this. And then my mom, like, literally was like, and she would kept pushing the matter. And I was like, Steve's gonna go to jail. I was like, he saved my life. And next thing I know, he's gonna go to jail. And I remember that day, before I told my mom, I thought to myself, I said, well, he did stab me with a needle, so it's what he deserves. I was ready not only to die, put someone wrongfully in jail. I was a sociopath. I was making life decisions for people. And then I finally sat down with my mom, and I was like, Mom, no, it's not his fault. Like, I told him I wasn't stung by a bee. And she said, And like, it's just, you know, when you literally, your mom has nothing to do but understand that she has raised the dumbest human child. I've never seen disappointment like this until I told her I want to do theater. I'm kidding. She's very supportive about that. But I just, a little joke. But like, yeah, she was just so disappointed. And she was like, you could have died. And I said, I know. And she's like, you know, you could have died and you still did it. And I said, absolutely. And she goes, you understand that means there's something mentally wrong for you, wrong about you. And I said, yes, but does this mean I get out of my flu shots next year?
Because you don't
want to see what I'll do next year, Mom. You know I don't fear death.
And I didn't get a flu shot. I've never got a flu shot. That's how afraid I am. But I've never caught the flu. Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. So that's
this coronavirus vaccine's coming out. Me and Rantis, we don't care. We'll take corona.
I was literally about to die. Kat and Steve saved my life. So if you guys are... Kat's probably listening to it. I doubt Steve is. But if you guys are out there, Steve, I'm so happy. And thank you. And I'm sorry I almost put you in prison, my man. But I do it again. All right, that's the whole episode for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. Once again, this episode was not sponsored. So if you have it in your heart, or if you want to financially back our podcast and support it and keep it happening because you love listening to it,
or you hate listening to it and just want something
like
to
this
hate
is your
week.
Entertainment, like
yeah, you just want to hate it every week,
then please consider financially supporting our podcast by hitting the third link in our bio that says support our podcast in our link tree and consider supporting it. If you don't want to, that's fine. If you cannot, no pressure.
Thank you guys so much for listening, because without the thousands of you listening, we couldn't do
that's
this.
Crazy to think, like, thousands of people thousands listen of people to us listening. Each week,
like a thousand of people just now thousands of people just now know that I almost
how to kill you.
Yeah, a needle, like, get a bee and I'll probably just let it go.
So if you're new to our podcast, what we do is after each episode, we give a code word that you can, like, comment on our TikTok videos or our Instagrams or Twitter. Twitter's the best way to get a hold of us because we have very few followers on Twitter. So what do you want the code word to be?
Okay, I'm between two.
Okay.
Did they get you?
did they get you? Or
Mom. I'm immune.
Okay, so
comment
on any of our pictures, our posts, tweet at us, share on your Instagram story. We'll be sure to see all of them. Did they get ya? Or Mom, I'm immune. Our handles are at Chippy Bree is mine.
And Francis.
At Francismo 10 is
mine.
Francis's, or Broski Studios is both of ours. We also have a merch store. The link is in the bio. You can get yourself in our link tree bio. You can get yourself No Point shirts. You can get yourself Broski Studios stuff. Or your very own Kakuna Love. And we would also appreciate if you helped us out that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys so much again.
We love you all. I just said that and then I didn't have anything and then I handed you the mic and you didn't say anything because I feel like you were uncomfortable.
I'm just waiting for you to sign off.
All right, this is Chippy Bree signing off.
And I'm Francis.
He never signs off.
Never gonna sign off.
Oh, I forgot. We also updated our Discord server.
No, you can't say that after we did our exit.
Exo. Join our Discord.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. When you hydrate with Liquid IV, you're powered by HydraScience. HydraScience is Liquid IV's science-backed formula with an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. Experience great-tasting hydration for mental clarity, physical endurance, and overall well-being. Sip into something that up-levels every moment. Liquid IV. Tear. Pour. Live more. Visit us at liquidiv.com.
Okay, guys, last thing. I know we ended the podcast. This is actually, like, an hour later, and Francis, we listened to the podcast.
We actually just listened to it to make sure that it's, like, you know, like, post-worthy or if we're, like, dumb.
You guys would be surprised how many episodes we record and then we just can.
Actually, that's never happened.
Three!
Oh, yeah, three before we... You're right. Okay. But, like, that's it.
We can three episodes. But, so, Francis, say what you wanted to say.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing. Look, just looking back at it and all these, like, talks about phobia of, like, oh, I'm afraid of dogs and stuff. Look, you're not allowed to say you have a phobia of something unless you literally are willing to die to avoid it. And that's on God. Like, I'm none of these sick phobias.
I dropped my phone. Sorry, guys. And going off of that, I just wanted to say I was interested to hear their phobias, and I don't think we asked them. So if you guys have a phobia, let us know by tweeting at us at Brosy Studios or posting on Instagram or do something to let us know what your phobia are, because I'm interested in hearing about it and if you're willing to die for the cause. All
right, yeah, that's it.
All right, love now we're guys. Signing off, guys. We love you.
I'm not signing off.
Though. Francis isn't signing off.
You're just signing off.
Good night. We love you. Join our Discord server. Support our podcast if you want to. Peace out, Girl Scout.